Hello and welcome. This is James Maduke speaking, and you're watching the first session in a course called How to Earn Money Without a Job. Now, if you haven't, if you're new to any of these sessions or any of the ways that I teach, I'm actually in front of a whiteboard, and what I'm going to do is we're just going to start with a little bit of information about the purpose of what we're doing here. I'm in whiteboard. I've got some markers. I'm going to be drawing diagrams. I'm going to be talking to you. You're going to get the opportunity to learn how I've set my online business up, and more importantly, how you can set yours up to earn money without a job. Now, if you're not really sure of what it is I'm talking about, you can certainly go to the website, and it's pretty straightforward. It's http://earnmoneywithoutajob. Earn money without a job. And the reason that I put this program together is available on that site. I ran into some personal circumstances that I needed to be able to earn money without me having to have employment. I didn't have time. See, there's valuable things that we have in life. One of them is time, free time, and the other one is money to enjoy that free time. And I needed to have that because of some troubles that I had with family issues with an unhealthy mom. And I've been online for quite a while, and I've tried a number of systems. I've obviously invested in a lot of different products and courses, but more importantly, I've done what I'm talking about. So we're going to be looking at how to earn money without a job today, and more importantly, what we're going to do in this first session is I'm going to actually go through the entire process up front with you. Then what we're going to do is break it down into pieces so that you get a chance to know how I set it up and how you can set it up as well. And of course, we've put resources in here at the end of the session in the kit that you've had. I've included some checklists. Okay, so these are things that you're actually going to check off your list. We've got some resources that you need. And more importantly, we've got a map. And the reason that the map is important is because it gives you the steps that you have to take. So this is a step-by-step session. And again, it's something that anyone can follow who wants to earn money without a job. Pretty straightforward stuff. And there's not a lot of technical requirement here. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, when you need to do it, and in what order you need to do it in to have this work out for you. So let me just clean the board here. And what we'll do is when we clean the board, I'm physically working on a whiteboard, a physical whiteboard with some markers. And actually, I have a course that teaches how to do what I'm doing in real life. And just as we clean off the physical board here, some of it on the board doesn't show up, and I'll do it manually after just so that you see it get cleaned up. But the interesting thing here is I've got 1,000 of these sessions put together now. That's right, probably close to 1,000 anyway. Some of them are audio only, but there's 1,000 sessions that cover everything you need to know about internet marketing. We're talking in this particular session about, let me just get the board cleaner here, make sure your board's clean, clean that off for you. There we go. Okay, and move that down to the side. Actually, move it off the screen so you don't see it anymore. So here's actually this is a process. Now, you have to remember when I started online, I came from the corporate world. I was a highly educated, unsuccessful internet marketer. I probably knew too much for my own good. And the situation that I found myself in at the start was that I was told that you have to build a website. You know, that you had to have your own site. And I was also told that you had to have a cart on that site, a shopping cart. And you had to have a whole bunch of content, and you had to have a whole bunch of products to put in here. And, you know, you could start off by doing things with blogging. I looked at blogging. You got to have a blog. And you may have heard some of these terms. You have to have AdSense and have ad revenue. And there's a billion other different ways to earn money or some money online, but I hadn't found one that allowed me to do it. And I want to put this word down here because it's really, really important. It wasn't automated. Any of these things with a site, adding site, there was technical requirements, there was all sorts of requirements in terms of me updating, adding content, building stuff, all of this, and I didn't have time for it. Not only did I not have time for it, I didn't have the technical expertise to do it all. So where do you find yourself in this particular situation when you don't have time, when you don't have all of that technical expertise that people assume that you have when you're just getting started online, but more importantly, when you may be a, you know, an old dog trying to learn some new tricks? How do you go ahead and get this? How does it happen? Do you go out and hire people to do it? Well, in fact, that's what I did when I started. I was hiring people. Unfortunately, the people that I hired cost me what? Yeah, an awful lot of money. A ton of money, thousands of dollars, just to do simple things like build a website or add some graphics. Those things were hugely expensive and hugely time-consuming on my part, and more importantly on the part of the people that were in my particular business at the time. So here's the process we're going to go through as we work through here. And this is the one that I found works. Now just take a look at this, and please understand that this is something that you're going to apply a little bit on. So I want you to, you know, first of all, we have to really think about this. We've got prospective customers. Now, some people call this a market. For all intents and purposes, what I'm suggesting is that everyone to start off with is a prospective customer. We've got traffic that is our traffic that we generate, or we have traffic that is other people's traffic. There's only two kinds of traffic, ours and someone else's. But understand, we have to have some prospective customers. We absolutely, positively have to have people who are interested in what we have to offer. And we're going to do that in great detail. We're going to go through this whole thing of taking a look at the opportunity that you have and or that you can find or create, and make sure that there's the right research done so that you have the ones that have the wounds and the wants. Why do we want to do that? Well, we want to make sure that people have enough hurt that they're motivated to act, and that when they do act, they're going to get something that they want. And we're going to go into obviously a lot more detail on that, but we want prospective customers. That's the first step in this actual sales process that we're going to go through here. Okay? So, what's next? What's next? Well, the next thing we're going to do is we have a little arrow diagram down here. What we're going to do is we're going to send those people to a special kind of product, a giveaway product. We're actually going to give away our main product. Now, before you get all in a hurry, you may have heard stuff in the past about squeeze pages as an example of something that you hear about, or you want to have people sign up to a newsletter or a free report. What we're going to do is I'm going to show you how to give away a special kind of product. And the product, you're going to be amazed and delighted with this, because the product is actually the big picture solution for the wounds and the wants. See, people go online, why? Because they're going to get some information. What we're going to do is we're going to provide it to them. But we're going to provide it to them in a way that doesn't give them all of the answers. It tells them what they need to do to solve the wound, but it doesn't necessarily show them how to do it. The other thing that we're going to do here is I want you to make sure that you take a look at this right now because it's important. This giveaway product is a big picture product. It doesn't have all of the details in it, but it's a product that has real value. And the reason that we do this is we're going to use a special piece of software and a special process from this giveaway product to do what? We're going to give that product, now I'm just going to put a little arrow here. We're going to allow them to download the product. Now, the interesting thing with this download is this download is going to be done a little bit differently. In many cases, what you may have heard in the past is whenever someone downloads a product, that's fine. We're going to do something really, really unique. There's three keys to the download. The three keys to the download. And I want you to pay really, really, really important attention here. Anyone who downloads the product automatically becomes an affiliate. An affiliate, if you're not familiar with what an affiliate is, it's a person that can refer visitors or prospective customers to your site. And in exchange for that, what you're going to do is you're going to pay them a small commission. But in this case, we want to make sure that the download, just because they downloaded, they're automatically set up as an affiliate. Okay? The second thing is that they're automatically going to be sent to an autoresponder. And if you don't know what an autoresponder is, it's an email software that sends a sequence of messages just like a tap of water. It flows out the pipe and it drops down into the sink, and it's one drop at a time or one email at a time in a sequence, and it does it all automatically. But we're going to add it to one called our leads list. Okay, so it's going to be automatically, whoever downloaded that product is going to be put onto the leads list for the autoresponder. And the third piece is, the very, very third piece is that every time they download that free product, that free giveaway product, they're also going to be given the opportunity to purchase what's called a back-end product or membership. And we're going to do this in detail. Okay, so three things happen every time they download. Automatic affiliate status, they automatically get added to the leads, and they automatically get the opportunity to purchase a back-end product. See, now what happens in most cases, we've got something very, very unique in this system. Most people, you know, they think, oh, I have to have a product online, or I don't have to have a product, I just want to be an affiliate. And an affiliate sells someone else's products. I'm going to show you a neat way not only to have your own products, but also to use other people's products and modify them to be your own. See, I'm a huge, huge believer that real control comes from, remember, we want to do earn money without a job. If I stop promoting someone else's product or someone else changes their product, guess what happens? I can't promote it anymore. It's not my product. I'm not in control. So we want to make sure we have our own products. And we're going to have three different kinds of products. We're going to have a giveaway product. We're going to have a back-end big picture product. And we're also going to have something called some spoke products, which are individual products. And we're going to go through those in detail. But right now, we've just talked about a giveaway product and a back-end product. But this process happens that every time a prospective customer, we're going to send them to a sales page for a giveaway product, and we're going to give that product away. Even though it's a sales page, we're going to sell that free product. And from that download, They're going to become automatically an affiliate and have the opportunity to give away the product to people that they know. We're going to add them to an autoresponder that sends them to some additional sites you'll see in a second. And every time they download something, we're going to give or try and get them to become a member and or purchase our one-time offer, our big picture. So think of it this way. The giveaway product is the big picture of how everything would work. The one-time offer at the back, or the membership, what that is, that's all of the details on how everything works, including the big picture. So think of it this way. If you had, let me just use an example right here. Let's say, we'll use this one here. And we're going to use examples through the thing. But let's say, for example, you were talking about, you had an interest in magic tricks. Magic tricks. So what you could do is you could have a giveaway product that is how to become a magician. But each of those things about being a magician involves, and I'm going to show you how to find these and create these products, but you could have card tricks, illusion tricks, ball tricks. Do you understand what I'm saying? All of these pieces make up the big solution. But each of these individual pieces are the details that the person needs as they start to grow and find out about their particular interest that they want and they don't know how to do, or they're hurting, they have a problem they need to solve. So it could be fishing, it could be animals, it could be anything that you have an interest in. And again, we'll go into some detail on those pieces that you need to get the right opportunity. But we're going to have a giveaway product. The giveaway product is just this. It's the product in the middle here that talks about the big picture, the theme of your business. The individual products or front-end products will be specific details about the theme, and I call those spokes, and you might have heard them called as niches before. And the big picture is something that solves all of their problems and answers all of their questions for the particular market that you're involved in. Okay? So we've got this sort of thing going here. Where does it all fit in now? Well, you have to remember, the neat part is that the affiliates, guess what happens? The affiliates are going to start adding more prospective customers. They're actually adding more people for you. But this isn't the whole piece of the puzzle here, because what's going to happen is, and again, we want this to be automated. Remember, it's automated. And automated means, guess what? You don't have to do any work. So how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to do that with something called an autoresponder. And in this case, I'm just going to put down a little bit too high at the top there, so we'll just lower it. We've got our leads autoresponder. Let me just clean that up for a second and I'll rewrite it so that you can see it. We've got our leads autoresponder. And the best part about an autoresponder, remember, it's automated. All you're going to have to do, and this is how it works, what we're going to do is we're going to have this leads autoresponder. Remember these spokes here? We're going to have a message. And message one is going to send them to spoke one. And we're going to go through this series here. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I'm going to show you how to add spokes to your hub. But message one, guess what? If they purchase, they're going to go to the one-time offer for the whole big picture, your back-end product. And again, this all happens automatically. You don't have to do anything with it. Okay, you don't have to do any of the selling because your autoresponder is sending them to the sales page. It's going to send them. If they don't do the one-time offer, guess what happens? They get message two. And that sends them to spoke two. If they don't buy spoke two, message three sends them to spoke three. And you can automate all of these messages. I have some autoresponder series with 100 messages in them. And the best part is you can have this on day one. You can have this on day 7. You can have this on day 14. These are all done automatically on your behalf, and they're sending people to the sales page that relates to this particular spoke. And every time someone gets sent to a spoke, it's a sales page selling a unique solution to part of the problem that you've already identified for them. Okay? So this is all automated, absolutely automated. It doesn't require that you have to go out and sell every day. It doesn't require that you have to go out and find other affiliate products every day or jump onto the largest launch of the week. This is something that is all automated. Now, how does it get automated, the question is? Well, what we're going to do is I'm going to teach you or introduce you to a piece of software in one of these sections called Wrap. And what Wrap does is it ties all of this together so that it's completely automated. It's completely automated. Okay? So it means that you're not involved in it once you've set it up. You set it up once and you leave it. You absolutely leave it. It's going to do the rest for you. Now, is there work involved? Yeah, sure, there's some work involved at the front end as you build it. And you know what? Are you going to want to tweak it and twist it, test it as you get going? Yeah, sure. It's a business. It's a business. But the thing that's nice about this is that once you get it set up, and even if it's working poorly, can you walk away from this? Yeah, sure you can. And the more spokes that you have, the longer you can walk away from it. You can earn money without a job because you're not working for a wage based on the effort that you put in. See, what we're really talking about is leverage. You're able to leverage the assets that you have, and more importantly, you're able to leverage your time. And I'm going to show you how to pick up some digital assets, these spokes that I'm talking about. And again, these can be your own products or they can be other people's products. They don't have to be yours. I'm going to suggest that you want to have them as yours, but you can start doing this and setting it up so that your business is completely automated. And we're going to use an autoresponder and something called Wrap, some Wrap software. Okay? And I'm going to show you how to set this all up in the next 10 steps. So this is just the first video. What I'm going to do now is we're going to go through all of the different pieces that are involved here, and I'll give you an idea of what some of them are. We're going to be doing something called opportunity research. So I'm going to show you the steps that you need to take when you're looking at an opportunity or a market to get into. Okay? The other thing I'm going to do is we're going to go take a look at opportunity research is a sort of your business setup. What services do you need? How are you going to take payments? What content, legal things do you need to worry about? We'll do that in one of the next videos. After that, we're going to talk about your Wrap-powered site and your sales pages. How do you build those and how do you set them up? We're going to show you how to do that. Okay? After you've got your site set up, and again, remember the site part, you don't have to have a big blog. You don't have to have a fancy cart. You don't have to have a shopping cart. You don't have to have a whole bunch of content. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm going to show you how to actually get away if you don't want to have your own content. You don't even have to write your own sales pages. And then after that, I'm going to show you if you do want to create your own content in terms of products, I'm going to show you easy ways to create your own products. Now, how do I know this? Well, because I have my own products called How I Created 52 Products in 52 Days. I've done over 1,000 videos. I'm going to show you all of my tricks that allow you to create as many info products as you want, as quickly as you want, in whatever market that you want. Okay? So I'm going to show you info products. That's number 5. Number 6, I'm going to teach you my traffic matrix. Now, what's great about the traffic matrix? Well, the best part is, even though I call it a matrix, you can just use one of the particular tactics or tools, and you're going to find that what happens is that it starts adding people into this area, prospective customers, and it's automated. It's automated. See, the great part is that because we've actually got everyone automatically creates an affiliate status just by downloading our free giveaway product. It's a self-fulfilling or self-perpetuating automated system. Okay, and I'm going to show you how we can set that up so it works quickly for you, and more importantly, how it's automated. Okay, contactless. There's all sorts of people that you're going to make contact with, or your system is going to make contact with during this process. I'm going to show you how to manage those people. Okay, and then the best part is I'm going to get into a lot of detail on what I call drip marketing, and that is this whole autoresponder series and how to structure them. I just did a simple one here. We're actually going to have four different autoresponders set up, and I'm going to show you some series that you can use, again, to automate them, and I'm going to give you some examples of messages that can be in them to get set up and sent to your customers. Okay? So we're going to do some of that drip marketing and the different kinds of autoresponder series you want. The next thing is, number nine, is copy and conversion. See, the great part is in this one, this whole wrap system with the sales pages that sell these spokes, guess what? There's automatic split testing in it. And it allows you to have different versions of the same offers or sales pages for each spoke. And what happens is that you can start testing and tracking which one works better and which one doesn't. And then finally, the last piece of the puzzle, the very last piece of the puzzle, I'm going to write this right here. It's you. It's you. Why you? Well, the interesting thing for me anyways is that all of this information that I'm sharing with you, and again, we've just gone through the process today, but all of the information I'm sharing with you, at the end of the day, if you don't do anything with it, guess what happens? Nothing. Nothing happens. So I'm going to show you a couple ways that you can keep yourself in a place where you're not afraid to succeed. Let me say that again. I want you to be not afraid to succeed, because what happens in most cases with the people that I've had the opportunity to talk to, whether it be on the phone or online, about doing anything online, or in fact selling anything that they create or they're involved in, is in most cases people are afraid to succeed. And I'm going to show you a couple ways to get over that hump and make sure that you are successful online using this system that allows you to earn money without a job. This is James Maduke speaking. Get ready for section number two. We're going to talk about opportunity research, and we're going to give you some tools and some ways to make sure that the market that you're in is something that you want to be in, and more importantly, that the market that you're in is the market that has a problem and needs a solution, and you've got a solution for it. This is James Maduke speaking. Take care. We'll be right back.